Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and year-ended 31st March 2023 earnings conference call of Steelcase Limited, hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain from Orient Capital, their investor relations partner. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 and year-ended 31st March 2023 earnings call of Steelcase Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Chetan Thambolli, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Rushil Thambolli, Whole-time Director, Mr. Subhash Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Umesh Bhat, Company Secretary. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectation as of today, and actual result may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Thambolli, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon to everyone on this call, and on behalf of Steelcase Limited, I welcome you all to this Q4 FY23 earnings call of our company. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange yesterday. Markets across the globe faced major challenges in FY23 due to concerns over high inflation, resulting in increase in interest rates around the world. Recession fears and turmoil in the global banking system made the market more fragile during the later part of the last fiscal year. India is projected to be the world's fastest-growing economy in 2023-24 on the back of robust macroeconomic conditions. Despite the global turmoil, we are able to grow in terms of volumes, revenues, and profits at operating level. Talking of the financials, the revenue in FY23 grew by 58% on a year-on-year basis to 476.8 crores, the highest in the history of this company, against FY23 revenues of 302 crores. In Q4, we reported revenue of 120 crores, a growth of 29% year-on-year basis. Revenue as per geography, domestic revenue grew by 40% year-on-year, and exports grew by 70% on a year-on-year basis. In FY23, EBITDA grew by 79% on a year-on-year basis, with a margin expansion of 282 basis points. In Q4, we reported EBITDA of rupees 31 crores as against rupees 17.6 crore in the corresponding quarter of FY22, with a growth of 76%. PAT stood at rupees 70.5 crores in FY23, a robust growth of 112% year-on-year basis. Q4 reported PAT of rupees 19.5 crores versus rupees 9.6 crore in the same period last year, with a year-on-year growth of 103.6%. Volume growth, operational efficiencies, cost rationalization efforts led to increase in overall profitability and margin expansion. On the rationalization plan, we have commissioned 5 MW solar power plant for captive use effective 30th March 2023. This has led the company in direction of being self-reliant in power and reducing the carbon footprint. Further, hybrid power plant of 4.5 MW is likely to be commissioned on or before 30th June. Both the plants will bring power cost savings of rupees 10 crores annually. The commissioning of hybrid power plant was delayed due to certain regulatory issues, which are now sorted out. Both these plants will meet around 80% of our total power requirement with present capacity utilization, and the balance 20% requirement will be met through the State Electricity Board. Working capital days reduced substantially to 83 days from 143 days. Return on equity for FY23 increased by 37.9% versus 23.3% FY22. Return on capital employed for FY23 also increased to 42.3% versus 28.4% in FY22. Our company incurred CapEx of about 52 crores without any additional term loans. This CapEx is exclusive for investment of this 4.5 crore in hybrid power plant. For everyone's information, we remain long-term debt-free. Short-term debt reduced from rupees 62.79 crores to 23.63 crores during the year. The company has signed a long-term supply agreement with large OEM in USA for the railroad industry. The long-awaited AR approval has been received last month, and the serial supply should hopefully start from Q3 24 onwards. Our full year capacity utilization was at 54% for FY23. In the current financial year 24, the company is also planning to completely pay off the short-term debts, thus making the company 100% debt-free. The company has completed 63 years since its inception and 50 years since its conversion into a private limited company. To celebrate this significant milestone, the board has declared a special interim one-time dividend of 63%. In line with company's policies of 80% payout of PAT, the board has recommended a final dividend of 54%, totaling to 135% dividend for the year FY23. This is to be approved by shareholders at the forthcoming AGM. Keeping in mind the geopolitical conditions, high interest and high inflation rates across the globe, we may see a flat growth in the first half of financial year FY24. But with the World Bank's recent report of April, 2024, the world growth should substantially improve. So the effect on us, we will have hopefully an uptrend from Q3 of FY24 onwards. Thank you again. And if there are any questions, I would request Orient Capital to moderate this, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers, and thank you for taking my question. Sir, first question is on you have been saying in the last call that our monthly quarterly run rate is 4,000 tons, so which is expected to go to 5,000 per quarter in FY24. So, can you comment what was the volume in this quarter? And you're saying that 1H will be only slightly grow. So what can you quantify that, please?
The volume grow of numbers of Q4 will be 4,000 tons plus. And as I explained, with the high interest rates and high inflation across the world, we should have probably a flat growth in the first half of this year. And if you see the macroeconomic conditions across the world and also in India, inflation should soften in the next 3 to 4 months' time. And we would expect growth to bounce back from Q3 24 onwards.
Sure, sir. And sir, on U.S. railroad side, you are saying that serious supply will start from Q3. So, okay, what kind of volumes we can expect, volume or revenue we can expect from there in the Q3?
As of now, we don't have exact numbers. Now that we have got the AR approval and the company is approved to supply to the railroad industry, we plan to speak to our customers and have some roadmap made, so that serial supplies can, as I said, can start from Q3 onwards. But maybe in the next call, we'll be able to give you more clarity on this.
Got it, sir. And sir, on margin side,
last two quarters have been 26%, which is like higher end of the range that we've been guiding. So we expect this 26% to continue in the first half of next year.
As I have been always saying in all the calls, that we are aiming at about 22% EBITDA margin. Then this extra 3-4%, we try and attempt to get it from cost reduction measures, improvement in operating efficiencies, or exchange rate benefits, or things like that. So one should consider that we are aiming at 22, but in the process may get 2-3% more.
Got it, sir. And sir, on fixed asset, we see there is an increase. So can you please comment on that?
Please repeat your question.
Sir, our fixed asset seems to have gone up, but we were already running at low utilization. So why has it fixed asset gone up?
See, this is an engineering industry. We make different components for different industries. So year on year basis, you will see some bottlenecks happening across the value stream of the company. So this is for debottlenecking and balancing the equipment. So in terms of capacities, yes, we are at 54%. But year on year basis, we have to either get new equipments or replace old equipments and keep balancing the manufacturing flow and debottleneck it year on year. And out of the capex, 23 crores is from solar power plant. So investment made for the balancing equipments is about 23-24 crores.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. What kind of volume most likely you will do in FY24 now? Based on whatever your commentary of first half being flat and pick up in effort in the second half.
There are a lot of uncertainties around. There will be different numbers in the first half and second half for sure. But overall, we are attempting to do marginally better in the next financial year compared to this year.
Okay. Sir, on the power side, is those solar power assets now live? And we will see the cost benefit coming in quarter one?
The solar power, exclusive solar plant has been commissioned on March 30th. So, benefit has to come from 1st of April onwards. The hybrid power plant, because of the Gujarat government's regulatory delays, the company whom we made a contract with have not been able to sort out, but they have sorted out now, and that should be commissioned on or before 30th June. So the hybrid benefit will start accruing from 1st of July onwards. But the solar plant, the benefits have started coming effective 1st April.
Okay. Okay. And sir, any changes in the realization that you envisage?
Input prices have softened towards February, March of 23. So we have dropped prices by about 1.82% effective 1st April.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ashok Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a stellar set of numbers. So my question is that over last many years, we have been putting efforts to move our sales mix from largely new capex driven sales to towards replacement demand sales. So how far have we achieved that endeavor, and where are we? What is the outlook going forward on the same?
See, the goal is to also enter the replacement market over time. But as of now, for FY23, 100% sales are to OEMs.
Okay.
So the three growth drivers which we are seeing is, one is to go into the replacement market for certain mining products, defense in India, and also the North American railroad industry. So those are the three future drivers.
Sir, any outlook, any internal targets which you are maintaining to achieve over next couple of years, say 3 to 5 years?
A target means in terms of?
To achieve the replacement demand in the mix. Replacement demand in the total mix.
The macro numbers we have in mind is in 3 to 4 years, at least 10% of our sales should go into replacement market.
Sure. Sure. Okay. And sir, next is, can you please mention our top three clients and what proportion of do they contribute to the overall sales mix?
Yeah, on grounds of confidentiality, we can discuss that on a one-on-one basis.
Sure.
Because we don't know, maybe the competition is also on this call. So we would like to refrain from doing this.
Okay. And sir, can you please guide us on the order book as of now? What orders do we have in hand?
120. The order book as of now is
123.
Is about 120. Is about 123 crores, which is more than one can say 3 months of sales.
Okay. And sir, last question from my side. What was the volume in FY23?
15,275 tons.
15,275 tons. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Harshit Toshniwal from Bottoms Up Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Please proceed, sir.
Yes. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, congratulations for the good set of numbers, sir. So, few questions. The first one is on our raw material sourcing. So, I think a lot of it comes from Alang, and which is a ship recycling area. So, I think there were many news articles that because of some regulations that steel manufacturers will have to buy from a recognized quality standard. So which is why that a lot of the offtake which used to happen from the shipyard has now reduced over the last 2-3 years, and that is indirectly helping us in terms of sourcing for our own steel, and that is having some advantage in terms of our overall profitability. Now, if you can throw some color that how long this sustain, how much of it is sustainable, and you think it's a very tangible advantage which we have for the next 4-5 years. So that's the first question. And the second question which I had was that, hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll just add the second question also, sir. So that is more relating. So you mentioned about inflation, etc., impacting the overall demand in H1, H2. But what is I'm trying to understand fundamentally is that a few of the larger customers, like obviously the OEM manufacturer in US, I'm not taking the name since you mentioned the confidentiality, but the larger players in this segment, when we listen to their investor calls, they still sound very bullish on the overall demand environment. Probably rather this was one quarter where they were guiding of some kind of inventory management because there was an excess inventory in the channel, which is also now probably behind us, and they all have guided for a decent growth over the 23 also. So want to understand that for us, why is it that we are expecting a flattish thing in H1, because most of our end customers are seeing that to be a positive growth period itself.
Yeah, I'll try and answer your question. One is, we do not buy anything from the Alang shipyard. So whatever happens in Alang is really not affected to us on an ongoing basis.
Secondly, so when we do not buy, we might not buy directly from shipyard, but does that situation, we would be buying from an intermediary, But that cost advantage is something which benefits us, or do you think that it actually there is no benefit?
Because of the location that we are very close to, Alang Shipyard is only 55 kilometers away. There would be a cost advantage because Bhavnagar area has become the steel hub of India. Replacing the places in Punjab, Mandi Govindgarh and Raipur and things like that. But so we may be buying from the downstream industries of the Alang Shipyard. But really, whatever happens in Alang, we are not affected by it. So that's your answer to the first question. And regarding the OEMs giving guidance that that they should do good, so I hope this is what happens. But our customers, the feedback is that we should have a flattish growth in the first half, and then with inflation and high interest rates cooling down over the next 3-4 months period, and a good growth rate in FY24. So if we have to have a good growth rate in 24, it will start affecting us from towards the end of the calendar year, which is Q3 onwards. So that's how we interpret this as the second half for us, which is October to March period of FY24, will be better, and we expect the growth to bounce back because of the various reasons which I mentioned above.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, one more question. So we have, even in our presentation, we have mentioned, we have been saying this on our call, that we are trying to diversify into new industries, and we are preparing molds which are suitable to those products. US Railroad is something which we get to see from maybe Q3 onwards. But still, I mean, over the last 6-7 months, have you added new customers on the railways, defense, all those ones? Because if I remember, visits were happening from defense organization, and we are showcasing our products and capabilities. But I'm just trying to understand that, where exactly we are when we say that we are trying to diversify by making new molds on those segments.
See, the future growth drivers for us, as I mentioned earlier, will be defense, the North American railroad, and of course the replacement market. And there has been a constant ongoing efforts. We made some breakthroughs in defense in the month of, I think beginning of this month of May. We made some special parts for combat vehicles for the Indian defense industry. They have been approved. So the efforts are on. So in the future 2-3 years, we should do well in all these industries.
Okay. The only thing is that for us, that 15,000 as a utilization, that 4,000 per quarter, we have been in that range for a very long period now. Good part is that we have consolidated, but we still have a large capacity which is underutilized. Even in past, we had that instance that suddenly the numbers drop whenever there is a slowdown. So which is why just at least as an investor, make expecting to get used up faster.
I need to make a correction here. Our volume growth in FY23 is far better compared to FY22.
So I am saying that more from a quarter point of view. So last 2-3 quarters, we have been in that 4,000 ton range.
So as we move, as we are successful in penetrating markets, as we keep on getting new customers, so things will improve over time. These kind of industries, really quarter on quarter, nothing happens there. Because the lead times are very long.
Mm-hmm.
And from an inquiry to give a prepare plot, which is to give samples, the time is anywhere from 15 to 18 months. So, but our plans are laid out. We have a long-range plan in place. We monitor this very closely. So, as we move forward, this will happen.
No, got it, sir. Got it, sir. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karthi from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to understand the update on the American Railroad approval that was spoken about some time ago. Where are we on that, and when can we expect some kind of shipments on that side, sir?
As I said, there was a delay in getting the approval, which we got it in the month of April.
Okay.
The serial supplies will start from Q3, FY24 onwards.
Okay.
Thank you.
The original estimate was that this could scale up over time to 5,000 tons. Does that still remain, sir?
Absolutely. This is what we want to do. We want to do at least 15% of our sales into the North American railroad industry. So if you 15% of 30,000 tons is 4,500 tons.
Sure, sure. Correct. Yeah, yeah. And by which year can we see this kind of a volume, sir? FY25 or 26?
Anywhere from, you know, 2.5, 3.5 years kind of a thing, which will be, so we do it gradually.
Okay. Okay. Second thing, sir, to ramp up production to the full 30,000 tons, we have all kind of environmental clearances in place, and therefore, that shouldn't be an issue for us.
Not at all. We have all requisite clearances from all the statutory departments connected for manufacturing. So we have no issues. There are no roadblocks in terms of approvals.
Very good. Okay, excellent. Excellent. Sure, sure. And you were planning a modular expansion of 10,000 tons. Is there any visibility for that at this point in time, or that does that have to wait for a better opportunity, more opportune time, sir?
No, the studies are over, the engineering layouts are over. We are just waiting for an appropriate time, and we'll take a call somewhere towards the end of FY24.
Okay. Okay, okay. Sure. Thank you very much, and very best wishes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanav from Garg Advisors. Please go ahead. As there is no response from the current participant, we move on to the next question, which is from the line of Mahesh Attal from Attal Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello? Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Sir, congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My first question would be, as in our previous con calls, we have stipulated that we will be saving sales on 20% demand. I mean, 20% growth year-on-year, right? That's what you have stipulated in the last con calls. And where are we on that? And what percentage of this would come from exports and what from the domestic market? I mean, what kind of points we are seeing in the domestic and export market? And my second question would be, if you can actually give us a quantum of this American Road Rail business, I mean, in terms of tons, that you are estimating that this would be the business that you'll be getting from that particular order or something. So these are my two questions.
Yeah, in terms of year-on-year growth, we would have surely had a growth had this geopolitical situations and high interest rates and high inflation across the world was not there. But as I said earlier, we expect all these things to cool down progressively by September 2023. So demand should bounce back, and because we feel macroeconomic conditions world over, and also the World Bank report of April says that there will be a recovery sometime Q3 onwards, and demand to bounce back. So definitely, if you see from FY21 to maybe FY27-28, we will have a CAGR growth of 15%-20% for sure. Only thing is, because of all this uncertainties, you know, you may see either a flat growth or a slight degrowth for one or two quarters. And in terms of the railroad, which I said earlier, that our long-range plan says that we want to do 15% of our capacity in the railroad industry, and 15% of 30,000 tons is 4,500 tons. So around that, we want to do this. We should reach another as I said, 2.5 to 3.5 years' time.
This is in the 2.5 year timeline, right?
Absolutely.
And sir, one more question. If you can actually give us a breakup on like what percentage of our revenues, in the segment-wise revenues. I mean, like, what is our top three revenue sources, segments, from where we are generating the revenues in the FY26?
We would like to refrain from giving this, numbers over this investor calls, because we don't know who is present, and the competition may also take this. But so maybe on a one-on-one call, or we can talk more in detail.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. Congratulations, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations again for a good performance. My first question is, sir, when you're guiding for a flattish growth in the first half, is this on the volume or is this on the revenue front?
On both the sides, because once you have a flat growth, basically it's a combination of both the volumes and the revenues.
Okay, because if realizations are tending downwards, then we'll have a further...
As I said, because of the softening of input prices in January, February, March, we gave across the board a price reduction of 1.8 to 2%. I mean, so these numbers are not significant for things to turn upside down. So this, because of this movement of input prices either up or down, so these fluctuations may happen.
Right, and what? How much further reduction do you expect in the realizations to come going ahead? Because the base steel prices have corrected quite a lot in domestic markets.
Like in our case, steel scrap I guess maybe 35-40% of the overall inputs. We have a large amount of other inputs. So whatever has softened, we expect now that this should stabilize here at least for the next 12 to 18 months time.
Right, sir. My second question is that there has been really good working capital release in FY23, good reduction in the inventory days and also on the receivable days. So do we continue at this rate now going forward,
For our kind of industry and the product mix we are doing and the end users we are catering to, so these are ideal numbers, but there is surely a room for improvement, and it's our endeavor to constantly work on this, that how do we reduce the working capital cycle, how do we reduce the throughput time. So that effort is on. If we do well, it will get further squeezed.
Right, sir. And any timelines we have on when do we start dispatches to the defense orders? Or very early to work on that?
As I said, we have a verbal approval from Ministry of Defense for parts for combat vehicles. We will have formal written approval also in the next few weeks' time. And then depending on their requirements, we will happen. So we don't have a visibility as of now that when we will do this or when this will happen. But very important part is the approval of this complete tracks of combat vehicles, which was being imported all these years. So we are one of those one or two companies in India who has been approved. So we'll have to see when the requirement comes.
Right, sir. And one last question that I have is, what are we doing on the replacement demand front? I mean, on ground engaging tools, I mean, what is the progress on that front?
Progress, we are in touch with many people. We are under discussions also. So this should happen in not very long time, but the efforts are on. Some efforts get fructified in a quarter, some efforts take 3 quarters, some things take maybe 5 quarters. But the direction is clear and we will get there.
Sure. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on good set of numbers. I just wanted to know how much tons did we do in quarter four of this year, FY23?
We have done about 4,000 tons.
Around 4,000 tons, right?
Yeah.
So when you guide for a flattish type of growth, we can expect around 4,000 tons each in next two quarters, right?
Absolutely, we should do that.
Okay, yeah. So when it comes to the power plant, we have started one power plant at end of March. What is the size of the hybrid power plant that is coming in the month of June?
It's 4.5 megawatt.
Oh, okay. So basically, when you say around, you will be saving around 10 crores in power cost for the entire year. We can at least see 1.5 crores of that benefits coming from quarter one, right?
Yeah, on an annual basis, the savings from the solar plant is about, it will vary from 3.6 to 4 crores. And in the hybrid, it will vary from 6.5 to 7.5 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's all from that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arshav Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is just a follow-up question. Can you please give volume numbers for FY22 and FY21 as well?
FY21 was 7,500 tons. FY22 was 12,000 tons. And FY23 was 15,740 tons.
Okay. And sir, last question, just to understand, we have installed capacity of close to 30,000 metric ton, and you mentioned that FY23 we produced close to 15,000 metric ton, but in the opening remarks you mentioned that our capacity utilization stands at close to 84%. So can you please clarify that?
We have told 54.
No, he said 54. Full year capacity utilization was 54%.
Sorry, sir. Okay.
And the power generated from solar and hybrid power, which will suffice 80% of our requirements. So these are the two numbers.
Sure. So, sir, just to put things into perspective, over next 3-4 years, if we are able to optimally utilize our existing capacity, we won't need any maintenance capex from here on, right? We have all the infrastructure in place already.
See, for our kind of industry, which is a steel foundry, there will be year-on-year replacement of capex of about 4 to 4.5 crores, and some because of changing in product mix, some addition of equipment. So one should consider anywhere from 12 to 15 crores of regular capex happening.
Okay, but this would only be the maintenance capex, no
maintenance or debottlenecking or things like that.
Sure. Sure. Okay, sir. That's all from my side, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha Idnani from Minerva Invest. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask you that last year the volume growth was basically 27%, so the realizations have gone up by 30%, is it?
Yeah, because the growth in volumes and the growth in revenues will not match, because depend on the input prices, the sales prices will also go up,
Mm-hmm.
So those numbers will not be in tandem. They won't be same growth numbers for volumes and the same growth for the revenues. There will be a difference from time to time.
Got it. And so going ahead, what kind of pricing we expect, a flat pricing to continue?
My personal view is that for our steel foundry engineering industry, different inputs, the prices have stabilized. and we should see some stability there, at least for the next 12 to 18 months' time.
Okay, so basically flat pricing and then whatever volumes we are able to manage depending
yes.
on the economy.
Absolutely.
Oh, got it. Got it, sir. So my second question is on the margins. Like in Q4, we did margins of 25.7%. And we still haven't got the benefits of the solar and the hybrid power plant. So is it that we can do much higher margins than 26% once this kicks in as well?
Yeah, assuming we do the say same volumes and same revenues in the current year with good operating efficiencies, the savings from the power plant should add to the bottom line.
Got it, sir. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Advisor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking up my follow-up. Sir, just wanted to know, this new segment that we are entering into, are we going to maintain our same margin percentage on this segment also? This is first one. And what about your CAPEX guideline for financial year 24? Because when you say you will be doing 4 to 5 crores of maintenance CAPEX, what all other CAPEX you would be doing in the financial 24?
Yeah, as I said earlier, and I keep repeating the same thing, that we, for any business, we aim at 22% EBITDA margins. And then through rationalization measures, cost reductions, we try to make those extra 2, 3, 4%. So our aim is 22. And your second question about the CAPEX, the FY24 CAPEX plan is about 12 crore rupees. And this is again replacement of CAPEX and some debottlenecking and balancing equipments.
So what are your plans regarding the cash that is, because this year our cash was really good. I mean the cash flow from operations was really good. So even I think if we maintain the same run rate also, will be generating enough cash in your books. So what are your plans relating to cash that you'll be generating? Are there any plans discussed by the board or something?
As I have said, we will go in for capacity expansion on a modular basis. We will take a call sometime towards the end of 24. So if we decide, then you know, substantial part of the current year cash accrual will go in for capacity expansion. Now, in case we don't do any capacity action for some more time, then we'll ask the shareholders to ask them what we should do.
Fair enough. All right, we'll be ready for your call on that, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kanv from Garg Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi sir, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir, I have two questions. First question is on the appointment of your son, Mr. Rushil, as a whole-time director. So I just wanted to understand what is his, does he participate in the day-to-day activities of the company and, you know, where does he add value to the company?
Mr. Rushil Tamboli was away for a year. And he has rejoined effective May 16, and he will be taking part in day-to-day operations of the company going forward. And even a year before, he was actively involved in the day-to-day operations.
I'm sorry, sir. The participant has left the queue. We move on to the next question, which is.
I think we should also end now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of Steelcast and myself and all of us here, Mr. Rushil Tamboli, our CFO, Mr. Sharma, our company secretary, Mr. Umesh Bhatt, We thank all of you for attending this call and taking time out to interact with us. We look forward for next quarter's investor call again, and wish you all have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Steelcast Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.